the boys and girls. And I have to imagine the kids of our congregation that are normally here with us. And what a joy it is to see their little faces lighten up as I announce that I'm going to speak to the boys and girls. And my first question today, of course, is, do you remember what happened to that water when the ink was dropped into it? Did you see how it turned black? Every particle of the water was polluted. Well, that happened to Adam and Eve, and it also happened to their children. When they had children, they too had black hearts filled with sin. And the Bible says that the sons of Adam were made in his likeness, meaning that they had the same corrupt nature. When Adam was created, he was created in the likeness of God, righteous, upright. But when Adam's children were born into the world, they were created in Adam's likeness. And so everyone in the world has been polluted by that corruption of sin. Now the wicked state of their hearts soon showed up in the first murder, when Cain, out of jealousy, went out into the field and killed Abel, so that his blood gushed out into the ground. Now, with more people in the world, there were also more murders in the world. And the world became a very violent place. As the people multiplied, so the evil deeds of people multiplied. And just as a filthy fountain gushes forth pollution over and over and over, so the world was filled with evil people committing terrible sins. Now, in those first years after creation, people lived a very long time. Adam lived a total of 900 years, and Methuselah, who lived the longest, he lived a total of 969 years. Now today I want to talk about a man called Enoch, and he only lived 365 years. That's a year for every day in 1 year. There are 365 days in 1 year, and that's exactly how long Enoch lived in years. Now, Enoch was Adam's great-great-great-great-grandson. He was the seventh generation from Adam, and Enoch was born 622 years after creation. And we have that genealogy and those numbers right in the early chapters in the book of Genesis. The Bible says that for the first 65 years, Enoch was like all other men. He was corrupt. He was polluted by sin. And then at the birth of Methuselah, it appears that that was a message from God, because from the birth of Methuselah and the next 300 years, Enoch, we are told, walked with God. And so Enoch was a godly man. And just think of it, for 300 years he walked with God. And so we know that it was possible then for men to please God, even where many others were wicked. Now, walking with God means pleasing Him. And the New Testament book of Hebrews tells us that Enoch believed God and he pleased God. Now, if someone invites you to walk with them, you first of all have to meet him. You have to go to him and start walking right on the spot where he or she is. And Enoch, well, to walk with God, he had to go to God. And he had to befriend God. Also, to walk with someone, you have to walk alongside the person in the same direction that they are going. Now, Enoch learned how to keep in step with God, and he learned what pleased God. Now, how can we do that? We learn what pleases God, of course, from the Bible, by reading and studying God's own word. We also need to know the Ten Commandments. And every boy and girl, and indeed every person in the world, should know the Ten Commandments, because these are the ten laws by which we walk with God and by which we please God. Now, these commandments, of course, number one, have no other gods. Worship God only. Two, do not take God's name in vain. Our use of God's name in worship and witness should always be reverent. It should be holy. Number three, do not make any likeness of God. No idols, no pictures of God, nor of the Lord Jesus, because remember, he too is God in our likeness. Number four, keep the Sabbath day holy. There is one day in seven that we are to keep. Now, for Christians, that's the Lord's Day, and today we meet to worship, we meet to serve the Lord. We are free from work. Many people are, and the history of our country is that the first day of the week is the day when Christians worship God. Fifthly, honor your mum and dad, and that's a fundamental building block of all society. Our honor and respect to our parents comes first. Number six, thou shalt not kill. Don't do what Cain did to Abel, but to work to preserve life. Thou shalt not commit adultery. That means to believe in marriage between one man and one woman. That is God's will, and that is what pleases God. Enoch had a wife. Enoch had children, and he walked with God. Do not steal. Put it back if it doesn't belong to you. Do not tell lies. That means to tell the truth. And then number 10, do not covet. Be happy for others having nice things, and be content with the things that you own yourself. And this is how we please the Lord. If you don't keep these commandments in your heart, then you just can't be pleasing God. If you say, it doesn't matter, I'll do my own thing, then you're not walking with God. You're not pleasing God, but rather you're going on in the ways of sin. Now, walking also means that you keep a steady pace. It's not like running and then sitting. It means to be steady going. It means to be obedient every day, that we might enjoy God's presence every day. And to walk with God, you must not go in different directions. You cannot just serve God in the morning and then forget him in the afternoon and evening. You cannot serve God just on the Lord's Day and forget about God the other 6 days. Walking with God means a constant, steadfast, consistent, pleasing the Lord. Now, because Enoch kept the Ten Commandments, he chose his friends very carefully. As he walked with God, he could not walk with those who mocked God or who mocked his word. He could not have company and hang out with bad people who talked about evil things. And this is one of the things we must learn to do, and that is to choose our friends very carefully. You want to choose a friend who honors God by keeping his Ten Commandments. If people mock and joke about those commandments, well, you can't make them your friends. You can't walk with them and walk with God at the same time. And that's what every new Christian must do when you did become a disciple of the Lord Jesus and you want to please God and walk with Him, then you must separate from those who want to walk in evil things, because your heart is set to walk with the Lord. Now, Enoch walked with God in these ways for 300 years. And so we also can do it for our lifetime. We will not live 300 years. And there is no age at which we should not be going forward, step by step with God, doing His will, seeking every hour, every day to please Him. This is what we call glorifying God, by reflecting His will and pleasing Him every day. And a Christian always wants to keep walking in the ways of the Lord to enjoy fellowship with Him. Now, one day at age 365, Enoch went missing. No one could find him. He just disappeared. He didn't get sick. He didn't die. His body was not put into a grave. And I'm sure there were many people who wondered where he went. And the Bible says that God took him. God carried Enoch straight into heaven. And nobody knows how that happened. God just lifted him out of this world and brought him into heaven. Now, when people die, their souls go missing, because their souls go immediately and secretly into heaven. Their bodies are left behind. But that is no longer the living person. The soul is gone, and the body is just a shell. After life is gone from the body and the soul has gone into eternity. Now, think of a peanut inside a shell. When the shell is opened and the peanut is gone, well, that's no longer the real peanut. And when a person dies, their soul is gone, their life is gone, their person is gone, the body is left behind. And so when a Christian dies, it is a great blessing. And we should be happy for that person when God has taken them home to heaven. And likewise, I should be happy for my good friend, Dr. Kearns, who died very recently, just to know that he is with the Lord. And because he walked with God all his life, since he became a Christian, since the Lord saved him and washed him in his blood, since he became a disciple of the Lord Jesus, he walked with God. Therefore, we can say that God took his soul and carried him into heaven. I hope that today that you are ready to be taken from this world. Is your soul saved? Are you a Christian? Are you daily walking with the Lord, seeking to honor and please Him? The Lord Jesus commands, be ye also ready. Don't put off your salvation, and God may call you away from this world sooner than you may ever know. We don't know the day nor the hour when we will be taken out of this world and brought into eternity. We must stand before God, and it will either be heaven or hell. And you need to be ready. You need to be saved.